Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, we'll explore how the Fed's decision could impact the cryptocurrency market and discuss the impact of international laws on cryptocurrency development. Plus, former Binance CEO CZ is sentenced to 4 months. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with the Federal Reserve's upcoming decision on interest rates, which is being closely watched by investors across all markets, including the cryptocurrency space. To break down the potential scenarios and impacts, we're joined now by Simply Crypto correspondent Celeste. So Celeste, what are the key things to watch for from the Fed tomorrow?
There are really three main scenarios that could play out, each with very different implications for markets. The first and most expected path is that the Fed stays the course, suggesting that rates may only be cut once more this year. If this happens, financial advisor Kurt Altrichter believes it could prevent a major stock sell-off and keep market confidence stable.
But the Fed could also take a more hawkish or dovish stance. What would those scenarios look like?
A hawkish tilt, where the Fed expresses increased concern about inflation or hints at future rate hikes, could rattle markets considerably. Altrichter warns the S&P 500 could retract significantly in this case, while the dollar and treasury yields would likely surge. On the flip side, a dovish outcome dismissing recent inflation as transitory could fuel a big rally, with the S&P 500 potentially rising over 1% on optimism in tech and growth stocks.
So it's clear the Fed's words will be parsed very carefully. But what about the impact on cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum?
Bitcoin and Ethereum have already been seeing some downward pressure and are in the midst of a correction. Prominent crypto analyst Michael Van de Papa expects this to continue in the short term, with Bitcoin possibly dipping to the 55 to 58k range before the Fed announcement. However, he notes that Bitcoin often drops before FOMC meetings but then rebounds afterwards. So we could see that pattern play out again here.
Fascinating insights. Any final thoughts on what crypto investors should be watching?
In addition to the specific Fed decision, it's important to keep an eye on the broader economic picture as well. Risks like stagflation are still lingering, and the pace of inflows into Bitcoin ETFs has slowed recently, indicating a shift in sentiment. Tomorrow is shaping up to be a critical day that could really dictate dynamics across crypto and traditional markets alike.
We'll certainly be following it all very closely. Thanks to our Simply Crypto correspondent Celeste for walking us through the scenarios. Building on that, let's take a broader look at the global regulatory landscape for cryptocurrencies, which is complex and rapidly evolving, with approaches ranging from outright bans to supportive environments aimed at fostering innovation. Here to break down the current state of crypto regulations and their impact on the market is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So tell us, what are some of the key differences we're seeing in how countries are regulating cryptocurrencies?
Well, David, it really runs the gamut. On one end, you have countries like China that have taken a very hardline stance, completely banning cryptocurrency trading and mining due to concerns over financial security and control. But then on the other hand, places like Malta and Switzerland have rolled out the welcome mat for crypto, seeing it as an opportunity to drive economic growth and technological innovation through blockchain. The US falls somewhere in the middle, with regulators like the SEC and CFTC grappling with how to classify and oversee cryptocurrencies within existing legal frameworks.
And what impact are these differing regulatory approaches having on the crypto market and industry?
In the US, the lack of clear guidance from the SEC in particular is creating a lot of uncertainty for crypto startups trying to raise capital through initial coin offerings or ICOs. While ostensibly aimed at protecting investors, this regulatory ambiguity is also stifling innovation to some degree. China's crackdown has been even more disruptive, displacing mining operations, reducing trading volumes, and demonstrating the outsized influence that national policies can still have on this borderless technology. The EU, meanwhile, is charting more of a middle course, prioritizing consumer protection and prevention of financial crimes while still leaving room for innovation.
Looking ahead, what trends do you see shaping the future of cryptocurrency regulation?
I think we'll continue to see a push for more international coordination and harmonization of crypto regulations to reduce jurisdictional arbitrage and enforcement challenges. There will also be an ongoing need to strengthen security protocols to protect against the unique cyber threats facing this space. But perhaps the biggest challenge for regulators will be striking the right balance between oversight and innovation, putting guardrails in place to protect investors and root out bad actors, while not stifling the transformative potential of this technology. As crypto evolves, the regulatory landscape will need to evolve with it.
Thanks for the regulatory download. While we had planned to cover another story next, upon further reflection, we've decided it would be inappropriate to discuss that particular topic on our program. We aim to bring you informative and engaging content while being mindful of the sensitive nature of certain issues. On that note, let's shift gears to the world of cryptocurrency. Bitcoin's recent surge to $70,000 has sparked intense debate among traders and analysts about whether the world's largest cryptocurrency has reached its peak for the current market cycle. Veteran trader Peter Brandt believes Bitcoin may have already hit its high, while others see much more upside ahead. For more, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent. What is Brandt's view based on?
Brandt has put forth an exponential decay pattern for Bitcoin's price cycles. He argues that each successive bull run sees diminishing peaks, with the high of each cycle reaching only about 20% of the previous cycle's peak gain. Based on this model, Brandt estimates the current cycle topped out around $70,000, a level Bitcoin briefly surpassed in March. However, he does acknowledge there is a 25% chance that the top is already in for this cycle.
Interesting theory. Are there any competing views on where Bitcoin could be headed?
Absolutely. Giovanni Santostassi, CEO of Quantonomy, disagrees with Brandt's exponential decay model. He argues there simply isn't enough historical Bitcoin price data to draw robust statistical conclusions. Instead, Santostassi favors a model based on long-term power law behavior. His projections put the peak of the current fourth cycle around $210,000 in December 2025, with the low of the following bear market bottoming out around $83,000.
$210,000 would certainly give Bitcoin bulls something to cheer about. What are some other expert opinions on Bitcoin's potential?
Pav Hundal, lead analyst at crypto exchange Swifdex, sees Bitcoin doubling to $120,000 by the next halving event in 2024. Laurent Benioun, CEO of Acheron Trading, has an even loftier medium-term price target of $180,000. Meanwhile, Fidelity Digital Assets recently said Bitcoin is no longer cheap after its strong start to the year. Of course, Bitcoin is currently trading around $62,500, down about 15% from its all-time high in March.
While bulls and bears may disagree on just how high Bitcoin can soar, it's clear the cryptocurrency market remains as captivating as ever to investors and analysts. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.